With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Pleasantville football team, Mac Jorth, following a big 21-20 win over the Pendley Christian Eagles on Friday night. Coach Jorth, I'll tell you what, that was a great football game between two squads. It came down to a will of who wanted more on a handful of plays. Your guys come out on top. What's the overall feeling like for your squad after a big win like that?
Well, I tell you, it's huge to get a win like that. You know, that close of a game, that tough fought battle, it's great to come out on the win. Give all the credit to Pella Christian. They battled their butts off. They had a good game plan. We were battling through some adversity and some injuries. And second half, we had to play without two main starters. But, you know, next guy has got to step in and make plays. And they did just enough to get the win. And you're right, there were some real big plays there that made a big difference. But overall, it's just real exciting to get a big win over a good football team.
Well, you talk about some key plays. How about got to talk about the legs of Braylon Bingham. I mean, we know he's got the arm. He showcased it a couple of times with some overthrows where he really let that thing rip, but the legs really came on tonight. Yeah. 226 yards on the ground unofficially tonight on just 16 carries, two rushing touchdowns. Really got it started for you guys in the second half with that 84-yard scramble there on the quarterback draw.
Yeah, he shows that he's pretty versatile. He can beat you with his arm or his legs. He's just a phenomenal athlete. I tell you, we had some real good blocks on a couple of those big runs to set him loose and spring him free. So, yeah, I think that was pretty cool to see him do so much damage on the ground when maybe the air game wasn't quite as productive tonight.
And just looking at it as a team here, just unofficially, like I said, we're not looking at official numbers right now.
Sure.
But nothing, like the passing game just didn't really feel like you were able to get many big things sparked in the passing game, just 84 yards unofficially. Yeah. But 304 on the ground as well. It gives credit to those guys up front, creating some holes, giving, you know, room for Braylon to go 84 yards to the house, or giving room for Owen to pick up 5-6 yards at a chunk. Just credit to those guys up front.
Oh, heck yeah. They battled their tails off tonight, and they really gave us everything they had. And I thought that was impressive to see. You know, you just got to kind of adjust and take what's there and adjust with what you're left with and what you got to, you know, kind of deal with the situation as it is. You lose BK, our starting tight end, at halftime, and so you kind of got to adjust and make sure you can run what you're ready to run and what will work for you. So I thought that was pretty cool to see those guys do a great job with that.
And again, we're talking to Mac Jorth, head coach of the Pleasantville football team, following a 21-20 victory over Pendley Christian. We talk a lot about the offense here, but it is the defense. It felt like came up to play. Couple of huge steps. I think of the one right before halftime, kept Pendley Christian out of the end zone there where they were driving, had a chance to really grab that momentum knowing that you were getting the ball back out of halftime. You know, you had another big stop, you know, off of the first drive you guys had. You had the punt blocked, set them up in great field position. You guys got another stop right there.
Yeah.
And then at the goal line after, you know, the momentum had kind of swung their way, you get that two-point conversion stop. Credit to the defense as well.
I thought that was huge. That two-point conversion stop was incredible. That was a great play. You know, they've been running that off-tackle power and really gashing us quite a bit, and our guys just found a way to buckle down and make a big play when you needed it. And you mentioned a lot of the other key stops were so huge. So I was really proud of the way they battled. They're on the field a lot tonight. I mean, Pella Christian just chewed it and executed really well. But like you said, when we needed to, we came up with some really big plays and really big stops just to get enough.
And I got to come back, too, because that two-point conversion, we talk about that being probably the play of the game tonight. I mean, when you just look at the grand scheme of things, because it's what ends up being the difference in this contest. But all the momentum was going in Pella Christian's favor. Yeah. I mean, they got that big touchdown to start the fourth quarter. They got the fumble, which I know, you know, you guys didn't necessarily agree with that, you know, that call. But ultimately, that's the way that the officials determined that went. They go down and get that touchdown. I mean, it would have been really easy to kind of hang your head as a team, right, and just get discouraged by the fact that things were just really not going your way at that point in the game. And they found a way to overcome that. How do you kind of view that within the team's mentality of just how they view themselves and being able to overcome some of that adversity?
Well, I think you just said it really well, Tyler. The amount of perseverance and resiliency that takes, right? Like, it's real easy to give up and quit and pout and hang your head at that point because you're feeling down and, oh, no, here comes a two-point conversion. But they just found a way to get it done and make the huge stop. And I think that's a real credit to what we've seen our guys do in the short season we've had so far. I think the thing maybe I'm most pleased with this team is the heart they've shown. You know, last week was a real battle of attrition where we had so many guys going down with cramps and really exhausted playing both ways and not getting much breaks and just being really physically exhausted. And then tonight they just had to show that same mental toughness in times when it really could have gone the other way. So I'm really proud of them, and I'm encouraged to see what they do to build from here.
And you talk about building from this point on. You look at the road ahead. You got one more non-district play before district play. But now you've kind of seen a little bit of variance in your two matchups, right, where, you know, maybe the offense came a little bit easier. Tonight, the offense a little bit harder, a hard-fought win. Yeah. Not that Mendenville Sully was it, but you were able to kind of, you know, play from in front quite a bit. Tonight, you had to really battle for a win. How big is that just going into that final district, non-district game ahead of district play to have variances in those tests to see you play from ahead, play from behind, things of that nature?
And that's another great point. When you have a lot of opportunity to face a lot of different situations, you grow more, right? And so when you face a lot of good teams, which Mount Air is going to be another really good football team next Friday, so it gives us a good chance to really grow and develop as long as you can stay healthy and come into district play with as much as a full deck as possible. You've really done a lot to improve your team in three short weeks because you just get so many opportunities to grow and learn and develop.
Coach Jorth, appreciate the time. Great win for the Trojans tonight, being able to pick up a big one and a hard-fought one here, 21-20 over Pelley Christian. Looking forward to seeing what the Trojans have in store for the rest of the season.
Sounds good, Tyler. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. That was Mac Jorth, head coach of the Pleasantville football team, powered by Hy-Vee.